Howdy do, buckaroos. Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. Today is Monday. It is the 15th of February. This is 2021. I am your host, Kelly Gamont. With me today, I have Dave Hamilton. Hi, Dave.
Hey, Kelly. Thanks for having me.
So glad you're here. Also with me, I have Charlotte Henry. Hi, Charlotte.
Hello. Hello. Happy Monday.
Now, Charlotte, I'd like to start with you and an interesting article that sort of focuses on some of the discussion that, you know, we've had. I know you and I've had specifically about the Apple TV device. And I think we can boil this down to Apple TV. What's the point of view?
Yes, it's the question I've asked before, but in typically erudite fashion, Jason Snell, I think we can officially call him friend of this show, Jason Snell, can't we?
Sure.
Over. I like it.
That's an official title.
That's an official ruling, yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Over at Six Colors has really laid out the argument both against the point of Apple TV, particularly in light of the way smart TVs have developed, but also some things that still are in its favor. It's a piece that's well worth reading in its own right, but also we were discussing this as well because a couple of people who work for TMO have a Apple TV box, the box. A couple of us, me included, don't really get what the point is apart from because, you know, my smart TV does all the things I want. And some people from what I could gather kind of drift between the two. So it was interesting. As I say, I'm not entirely... The Apple TV is an Apple product that I would not be compelled to buy at this point.
Mm-hmm.
It solves almost no problems for me. The only problem it would solve for me is that it would mean I can watch Apple TV Plus on my TV without having to plug in my Mac Mini instead. But given I live in a small apartment and a cable goes between my TV and my Mac Mini very, very easily.
Yeah.
This is not a thing I need to spend additional money on.
Right.
And the only reason I actually don't have Apple TV, the app, on, try and keep up at the back, or on my smart TV, a Samsung TV, is because Samsung has only put the app on TVs, as far as I'm aware, that are 2018 and newer, whereas mine is from 2016.
Okay. So you're not necessarily in the camp of this being a particularly useful device. Now, Dave, you are one of the people who I think Charlotte described as drifts between the two because you have an Apple TV, but you also have a TV that has the Apple TV app and also gives you AirPlay, which are the two big things that a lot of people have an Apple TV box for.
Correct. Yeah, we have always had an Apple TV box largely because of what we do here.
Mm-hmm.
But more and more over the years, we began using it. The interface is nice. It pulls things together in a helpful way. The TV app actually helps us remember what we're watching, right? Like even on multiple streaming services. So there's some benefits there. The UX is good. I'm not going to say it's great, but it's good. And it's better than a lot of the others. And then last year, we got an LG TV that does have an Apple TV Plus app. Now, LG is like Samsung that I think they only started putting them on their 2020 TVs. They said they were going to back update the OS on the 2019 TVs to allow for the Apple TV Plus app. But I don't think that's happened yet. So there are
some LG TVs that have it along with games consoles. We do have a list of the devices that you can have.
Perfect. But mine does have the Apple TV Plus app along with all the others, Hulu, but surprisingly not HBO Max yet, which is weird, but it's got everything else.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, you know, Hulu and Plex and all of the things that we use. And we stopped using both our Apple TV and our TiVo as the first device we would launch. And now all we do is launch the TV and watch from that, except for the scenarios where we can't. And so if TiVo has recorded something and we're watching less and less, you know, over the air recorded stuff. So
yeah,
it's not the first place we go, but there's still some things that are there that we probably could use in a different service, but we're not. So
yeah.
So we have that. And then we also, I launched the Apple TV now only for two things. One is HBO Max because our TV doesn't have that.
Yeah.
And two is Fitness Plus. Mm-hmm. Because yeah, while the Apple TV Plus app on our LG TV will let us watch all the shows, including, you know, all of the Apple, especially all of the Apple TV Plus, you know, specific content, it does not support Fitness Plus. So once Fitness Plus launched, it was like, oh, I guess we need to use the Apple TV a whole lot more frequently than we used to.
Yeah.
And so that it's an interesting thing. I'm curious if we'll see that evolve, you know, where Apple decides to land on that, because they easily could add it to the TV Plus app, or simply could launch a Fitness Plus app for, you know, other platforms if they wanted. But I wonder, is this a play to get more, is services revenue more important, or is hardware sales more important? And I feel like, you know, whichever answer Apple decides on will be telegraphed in what happens next. So yeah.
Fitness Plus is a really interesting example of a thing, actually, that is the other thing that I don't have or can't use as much as I would like, or in the way I would like, because I don't have an Apple TV box.
Yeah. And that, Charlotte, was the example I thought you were gonna give, was like, the only thing I really don't like about it is I can't Fitness Plus on my TV. I have to use another screen.
But worse than that, I have to use my phone.
Right. Because there's a bug that keeps it off the iPad, right?
Yeah, exactly. Because the iPad, for some reason, is not, still can't sync with an Apple Watch, and therefore you don't get the full happy joy of Fitness Plus on the iPad, which is quite frustrating, because I don't really want to work out watching a tiny, tiny, tiny screen.
Yes.
And you can't AirPlay from your phone to your TV. Is that right?
That is right.
Okay.
As far as I can tell.
Interesting. Yeah.
This is an ongoing experiment in my...
Well, yeah. I've also seen that you can't...
Gotta kill time some ways.
You can't AirPlay Fitness Plus to a TV. Like, if I wanted to AirPlay it through the Apple TV at all, like, from the phone so that I could at least see it on any kind of larger screen, I don't think that works. So,
That is correct. That's what I meant. Sorry, I didn't mean... Your TV doesn't support AirPlay, but even if it did, I don't think you could AirPlay that.
Yeah.
Exactly. So there are... kind of two flaws there. So those are the two things. But for me, that is not enough to justify another. They're not particularly expensive, the Apple TV boxes, are they now? Even the 4K.
They are more expensive than pretty much every other box. I mean, you can walk in the Roku door for less than $50, right? Mm-hmm. Whereas so with an Apple TV. I was thinking.
Amazon Fire things are always much cheaper.
Way cheaper, yeah. I was thinking that the hardware requirement of Bluetooth syncing may be a stumbling block for a Fitness Plus app on, say, LG or Samsung. I mean, I know those devices have Bluetooth in them, but does Apple want to inherit the inevitable tech support headache of, I can't get my Apple Watch to sync with my insert name of TV brand here.
With my TV.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, so that, because it's quite amazing. Apple, you know, Apple's really smart with Bluetooth. They've completely hacked the way Bluetooth works, and they just send all your MAC addresses of your devices to one another so that they are auto paired. Like your watch automatically has the Bluetooth MAC address of your Apple TV. Your Apple TV automatically has the Bluetooth, so you don't have to do the pairing. Although you do have to do the pairing because it's Bluetooth. It's just done for you. So. It seems like you don't have to do pairing, but when it doesn't work, then it's a real headache. But you know, if we launch the Fitness Plus app, it just shows us all the watches that are within range, and it's like, which watch do you want to use?
In the same way that your phone does.
The same way that your phone does. Exactly. That's exactly right. So that seamlessness may be the reason to keep it inside the Apple ecosystem.
So, just for the record, the TV 4K is, if you want a 32 gigabyte one, that's $179. 64 gigabytes is $199.
Okay. And Dave, like you were saying, the Roku, a 4K Roku streaming stick, I think that comes in about $45 or $47, right in there. I was looking at them recently. And an Amazon Fire Stick, I think the 4K comes in at like $30 or $35.
Yeah, you can get probably get change out of $30, you know.
Yeah. So if you because I know the 4K one is slightly more than just the regular Fire Stick, which I think is $20 or $25. If you have a TV, like an older television that doesn't have any sort of app situation or its own Wi-Fi, awesome, because you can just buy one of these and put that in the side and run all the streaming apps on it that you want. And so Apple's not competing on that level with anything. First of all, they don't have a stick, so part of the reason that my mom never appreciated having the Apple TV was because she couldn't really plug it in effectively, because she had to run a wire from a place to another place. And you know, if we'd had something that you could just poke in the HDMI port on the back and be done with it, that would have been a lot easier. So Apple doesn't make anything in a stick format that you can just stick in the back of the TV and be done and move on, start watching stuff. And it's way more expensive than the other stuff, even if you're not getting the 4K one. Like $69 is still a lot more. That's multiples of some of the other devices, depending on what you're buying.
But so that's the Apple tax, right? But it also is a...
Only so much of it is Apple tax. Then there's a certain amount of at the end.
It's a gaming device too, though, right? If that's important to you. Yeah, right. Exactly. Yeah. Find the games you like first. Yeah.
So to be generous, these are the things that Jason highlighted that you might want to use an Apple TV for.
Mm-hmm.
The top point, which is kind of what you're hinting at with the Apple tags, it's from Apple.
Mm-hmm.
The brand, he says, the brand's names is on the box and it's from the platform owner. Like, right. I think we get
first
that.
Party. Yeah.
Games, that's another reason. HomePod support and HomeKit support.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to take a very deep breath when I say this, the remote.
Because people might want that remote.
Time. Yeah. We don't have enough time.
All right. That's the sequel to this episode. Yes. Yeah. Just the remote. I have a hard time believing that people will want it for gaming now.
Mm-hmm.
Only because I keep thinking about the glasses/headset situation, and maybe that's the point where the Apple TV starts to make sense. But even then, I don't think it's going to be the version that we have right now. I think there's going to have to be something more interesting to sort of be the anchor for whatever the headset's going to do. And yeah, and the HomeKit piece is nice, but I think, Dave, can't a HomePod do the same thing, be the resident device on your network for HomeKit stuff?
It can be your HomeKit hub, absolutely.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Just another way of looking at this, you can get, I haven't been in the TV market for a while, but I'm pretty sure you can get a decent 4K smart TV for around $1,000, right? And certainly can £1,000.
Absolutely.
The LG one that I have is an OLED screen. So, I mean, it's, you know, high end for 65 inches was, I think it sells now for about $2,000. So you can definitely get like a TCL screen with decent glass for half that, for sure.
Right. Oh, yeah. So do you want to add another $200 onto the price of that for Fitness Plus and
maybe some games.
TV Plus, but probably not.
Yeah.
Because you've already got TV Plus on that device.
Mm-hmm.
This is a thing that frustrates me often with Apple, and I've noticed it particularly with Fitness Plus. You have to have another Apple device to make the service work. And it's a separate discussion about, you know, if Apple's making the services revenue for central enough or whatever. But that's a lot of money to make people basically use a service they also have to pay for, I think.
Mm-hmm. I could see that, except that in this case, you don't have to have the Apple TV because, it, like you said, it's not great, but it will run on your phone. And you need a phone to run a watch anyway.
I'm thinking, you know, there are elements of Fitness Plus or other Apple services that work best with AirPods essentially, yeah. although other Bluetooth headphones mm-hmm. exist. Yeah. You see what I'm getting at. And I think they're getting into a bit of a mess with this on Apple TV, and probably, unless it has a major revamp and holds it or loses its price point, mm-hmm. It's not going to be a device that really has much appeal to most people.
Yeah. So how likely do you think that is, Charlotte? And Dave, I will be asking you next, that we get some sort of iteration on the Apple TV?
Oof. I'm really conflicted about it, because I kind of think they should do it, and it's probably not a hard hardware upgrade for them to pull off.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if it's almost in the category of, it's so easy we don't need to bother. Do you know what I mean? It just yeah. kind of keeps getting dismissed when they're working on other big things. So I'm not mm-hmm. sure.
Okay. Dave, how about you?
Really interesting. I mean, it would have to be the Apple TV Mini, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which for $30 could do your Fitness Plus and Apple TV Plus. Like, would they do that even for $50, right?
Yeah.
Like,
I was going to say, at $50, I still think it's a compelling. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they've got it for $69, but it's not 4K.
Right.
Honestly, that's what I mean. Most people aren't going to care, to be fair, right, between the two. And if you've bought your 4K TV in the last few years, it probably already has the Apple TV Plus app. So could you, like, if they take it, let's look at it this way. If they took the $69 one and dropped it to $49, would that solve all these problems? And the answer is it might.
I think it would solve some, but yeah. I also think, like, for example, I don't have a 4K TV right now, but if I was going to buy a device, I would absolutely be buying a 4K device, because I expect it to last through the next iteration of TVs at my house. So I don't know that it would. I would really like, if I'm kind of optimistic on the Apple TV, because Apple just keeps clinging to it and keeps putting it out there like it's a thing. So I feel like they're going to at some point. Part of that is, like I said, as the buddy to the headset, if that's the way they go with it, then that makes a lot of sense. So there's going to be some sort of iteration for that, but it definitely needs to be cheaper. And we definitely need to get the stick iteration as well for people who really want to do that, because I think there's a whole lot of TVs out there that maybe don't have apps, or that Apple's not necessarily making the app for. And this gives them, like you were saying earlier, Dave, troubleshooting options. You know, here's the Apple TV piece of it. Like, we can control the Apple TV piece of the experience, even if we don't have anything to do with your television. So I think it makes a certain amount of sense for them to do it. I hadn't thought about it like Charlotte had, which is like, it's too easy. Why should we bother? So we'll have to see. I'm interested in this. Thanks to friend of the show, Jason Snell. And congrats on his new status with that, for the piece in the first place that kicked off this conversation. So, Dave, thanks so much for coming by and talk to us about Apple TV.
Thanks for having me.
Charlotte, thanks for coming by and keeping the grumpiness about Apple's naming of things to a minimum.
Yeah, I was quite well behaved today. Thanks.
Very, very good. Yeah, I'll have to have you back. I'm your host, Kelly Gamont. I will talk to all of you tomorrow. In the meantime, be excellent to each other, and let's be careful out there. We'll be right back.